Welcome to training camp. Hope everybody had a good break. You know, we're excited to get out on the field here today, you know, after the spring and then the players, you know, off a little bit, but come back, had a conditioning run and all that. So, you know, we've had some guys here for as much as a week, other guys, you know, since Monday. But, you know, we're excited to get back out on the field, see how things go. Got a long way to go. Let's just take a one meeting one day at a time and see where that takes us. We have a few players that are in different stages of rehabilitation, so we'll take those guys day to day. But most everybody's out there. And, you know, we've had a little roster movement here over the last few days, and I'm sure there'll be a little bit more in the days to come. We don't have a full roster right now, but, you know, if an opportunity comes up and we can find the right, you know, the right guy to finish out, to add to our roster, then we'll try to do that. So keep you updated on that as it occurs. But right now we're just, you know, a couple players under the limit. So get out there, get started today, see where we're at.
What's the status of Brian Waters?
He's not here.
Excused or unexcused absence?
It's basically the same as it was in minicamp. Mm-hmm.
Do you expect him ultimately to be here before our regular team?
We'll just take it day to day, Tom. There's no long-term plan. That's what you're asking.
Is that situation that surprised you?
No.
Retirement an option for him?
No. You have to talk to him.
He said to ask you.
I couldn't comment on anybody else's career, playing, not playing, or anything like that. That's for them to talk about, not me. Nice of them to volley that back to me, though. That's good.
Seems like schedule-wise at training camp, maybe doing it a little differently this year with the afternoon practice. Is that right?
Oh, we can only practice once, so it's where we ended up last year.
Bill, the guys who aren't on pop who didn't pass their physical, but are they full go, ready 100%, or could we see you bring them along slowly like a Gronkowski or Spikes?
We have players that are in different stages of physical readiness for camp. Some guys are ready to go. Some guys aren't ready to go. Some guys can do some things, can't do everything. So we'll just take it on an individual basis and take it day to day. And that may change from day to day. Well, you know, it's like that with we go through that situation with every player. Some players we reach agreements with, some players we don't. So. Well, we'll just have to see how it all plays out. I don't know. I mean, I think that Shank's a good football player. He's had a good career. He's been productive in two different organizations for several different quarterbacks. And so I think he's a good football player. He'll be competitive on our team. We'll see how it all turns out. I don't know.
What was it with Joseph Addai that just led to this letting him go?
Didn't work out.
Are you okay with the numbers at running back for now?
We have 7 backs on our roster. So if we add one, then we'll add one. If we don't, then we'll go with what we got.
On reaching out to Kevin Paul?
I can't really comment on any player that's not on our roster right now. So we'll coach the guys that are here and try to go out there and have a good practice and get them going. And if we decide to add somebody, then we'll let you know.
What type of condition did Rob Gronkowski show up to camp in?
I think he's all right.
Talk about like how visible he was in the off season. Did you have any issue with all the things he was doing in the off season?
I talked to our players about individually and collectively. I talked to them about a lot of things, all the time. So, and any conversations that I have individually with a player, I keep that between myself and the player. But I talk to the players on a daily basis. So we talk about a lot of things.
Social media, Bill, do you find you have to do that more, be more aware of it or not?
No. I think we've always talked about, a variety of things, but, all as it relates to individual personal development, team development, and what we need to do to be better as an organization, as a team, and individually. And it goes for all of us. So,
how much more do you have to be in tune with that stuff now than obviously before, when there wasn't that much social media where you have to kind of tell players?
Yeah, 20 years ago, we didn't have Twitter in my face and all that, so we wouldn't talk about it, but we had other things. So we talk about whatever's current.
Bill, what'd you like about Tim Bowman?
Tim did, had some production for the Texans. I think he might have led their team in sacks or second in sacks, whatever it was, a couple of years ago. Active guy, smart, and work out. He's in good condition. So we'll see how it goes. Try to get off to a good start. It's training camp, so it's all about fundamentals, doing little things right, and then building a base and adding on to it as we can. I don't know what exactly rate that'll be at. It'll depend on how it goes and how we do, what we're ready to handle. But we've got a lot of challenges ahead of us. Got a lot of things that we need to cover, and we'll take them on as hopefully we're ready for them.
Does it feel like training camp to you?
Yeah. Does it feel like it to you?
Like, I was thinking more along the lines of we could always bank on full pads on the first day.
Well, last year you couldn't.
Last year, but what, the last 30 before that or whatever?
Yeah, well, it all changed last year.
Choose, Bill Moore. I mean, obviously there are new rules now for pads. Do you have to pick and choose even now starting training camp, how you schedule that out in terms of full go pads and whatnot?
It's no different than we've ever done it. You go on with a plan and then you adjust it. It never goes exactly the way you think it will in terms of your installation or you might have injuries at a position, you might have weather you have to deal with, or whatever it is, it's always something. So you take the opportunities that you have, try to make the most out of them, and if you have to change and adjust, then that's what you do.
Does that put more emphasis on off-season conditioning, or between the end of mini camp and now? There was a lot of talk about how important that would be. Does it place more emphasis on that reason?
Everything's important, sure. Like, we have opportunities every day to get better, so however we choose to use those opportunities, then ultimately it'll, the more we make them, the more it'll pay off later on. Okay, well, have fun out there today. Good to be back in camp.